Good evening, and thanks to all of you for being there tonight to kick off the 1982 Republican re-election campaign in Minnesota. I want to send my special greetings to former President Gerald Ford. His tireless campaigning has been an inspiration to us all. Jerry, let me take this opportunity, and I know everyone there agrees with me, to thank you for all that you're doing to further the cause. Minnesota is also vital to that cause. Your state, just like the federal government, was dominated by liberals for decades. Our current economic hardships are the legacy of their spend and spend, tax and tax policies. Of course, the profligate spenders are the same folks who are now fighting reform tooth and nail at the federal and state levels. It's almost as if they enjoy bad economic news, thinking they've managed to jump ship soon enough to shift the blame. Governor Quay knew he'd face this problem, yet he had the courage to tackle the fundamental problems plaguing his state. Even now, he's in a struggle to maintain the integrity of tax indexing in Minnesota. I congratulate him on fighting a good fight, and I encourage all of you to put out the maximum effort to re-elect him. Re-electing Governor Quay will keep Minnesota on the right track and signal the nation that Republicans are not about to permit the big-spending Democrats to exploit the economic problems that they themselves have caused. Furthermore, we're not about to compromise our principles when the going gets rough. Now is the time for us to reaffirm our belief in the fundamental Republican philosophy. Whether at the federal or state levels, we believe in less government and more individual freedom, in less regulation and more jobs, in less taxes and more take-home pay. This philosophy is not meant just for Washington. It's a theory that has worked well at all levels of government. Your presence tonight suggests that you are in the struggle for the long haul. That commitment is irreplaceable. President Ford will confirm that all political success is totally dependent on the continued dedication of the political activists at the local level. In a free society, you are the basic unit of political change. Your hard work and enthusiasm give those in public office the leverage to follow through on promises made in a campaign. This is especially true when tackling problems that have been building for decades. These problems will not disappear overnight, so they require even more devotion if our goal is to be reached. And tonight, I want to reconfirm something to you. We will not be deterred from our goal of restoring a healthy and vibrant economy to the United States. The people are still with us because they know we're doing our best and the other party is offering no alternative. They concentrate on the negative. We must continue to emphasize the positive because today, more than ever before, the Republicans are the party of hope. But remember, it isn't going to do any good to clean the mess up in Washington unless the right kind of people are elected at the state level. So let's do everything we can to re-elect Governor Quay and keep Minnesota in Republican ranks. I'm counting on you. Good luck.